And we are back for another Solutions Bowl 2024. I am Cam Smedley, the presenter and coach of the Solutions team this evening.
And I'm Cam this week is joined by me, Kai Hubris. Cam, it's exciting to be here on such a special night.
It really is. It's one of the most special nights in broadcast, in sports to a lesser degree.
In politics and history.
Politics, history,
theater,
and the world.
Just and the world.
The world and over.
And sports.
And we are, of course, joined by our all-star team of heavy hitters in the
field.
We got
the best of the best.
Best of the best. Brains.
They've been training all year.
We of course,
and they're going for the ring.
We're starting to my right. We are joined by Adam Bernantini, Dog Master.
It's a doggone pleasure to be here.
We've got returning guest to the Solutions Bowl, Professor Dr. Anton Imogen.
Thank you. Very pleasure to be here.
Rain Lopez, UChicago Puzzles and Riddles major.
Hey.
I'm excited to see that how that plays out on the turf of the Solutions Bowl.
I was just thinking that.
And, of course, our final expert this evening, Freud 2.
And how does that make you feel?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Excellent. Cam, so I'm really, really excited about this. This is, of course, AWCY-FM, and this is one of our yearly presentations that we do. Every single year around this time, we think it's just about time that we tackle the issues here on AWCY-FM. And I was happy to have provided some visualizations to help with this year's Solutions Bowl.
Right. Now, I've seen the pre-renders from this. It's normally...
So, to introduce myself a little bit, my name is Kai Hubris. I used to work at Tech Brothers. You may have remembered me from working at Tech Brothers Laboratories. We've since parted ways, and I've been an independent contractor. And one of the things I've been doing is working on the next generation of games and visualizations.
Certainly, Kai. We've had great interviews.
thanks.
Thanks, Dr. Imogen.
Would you mind if I could use you as a reference in the future, Dr. Imogen?
Yes. Make sure to quote my title is Professor Dr. Anton Imogen.
Excellent. But in any case, I'm building up my portfolio, creating these excellent visualizations, and I'm hoping, Cam, this year I'm really hoping that with these visualizations, we're going to really tackle the issues, and they're going to stay down forever.
Right. If everything goes well with the Solutions Bowl, and really every Solutions Bowl is aiming to be the last Solutions Bowl, mm-hmm. because we want to put these issues in the ground. We want to obliterate these issues. We don't just want them out of the league, out of the game. We want them off the face of the earth.
I hate these issues.
As we ought to. And that's why we do this. That's why we do this every year.
That's why we do this, because we hate the issues. The issues are our enemies, and we're gonna beat it. Like the Texas Broncos.
Right. And of course,
the issues won't see it coming.
And before I forget, we of course for the first time ever, we are joined by
a live studio audience. Yes.
Woo! Now Woo! you know when with these
so
Scott,
this is
Scott!
They have provided very generous donations to the AWCY-FM fund, so we appreciate them. And they've been awarded these box seats here. We have some hot dogs set up. We have some chicken fingers in the box. We hope you enjoy those, guys.
So why don't we move? Let's get right to it. These problems are only going to become more of a problem. So let's pull up this incredible. I've seen a few renders from this. Mm-hmm. I am very excited. Let's pull this up.
Let's pull this up.
Seems as though there's some slight issues with the rendering.
Yeah,
Kai.
I'm doing it. It's there.
I'm very confused, Kai.
I see you're going back to your childhood right now, in your face.
Maybe the issue's not as simple as we thought.
Okay, no, we are not here to. Listen, right, I know so we all want to tackle issues.
Cam,
technical issues are not what we're tackling tonight, all right? Let's make that clear.
Okay, Cam, let me describe how this is going to work. So all of you, all of our all-stars here, they are on the same team. They're wearing their helmets. They're going to be on that green top field. And what's going to happen is the solutions, the problems, those issues that we're tackling, they're going to be racing towards us. They're going to be trying to tackle us, and we need to tackle them before they tackle us. And for that, we have to make every single round of football – every single round of Solution Bowl, we have to make a decision. Which issue?
It's a 20-yard line.
Yes. Which issue do we want to tackle to? Which issue do we want to throw it to? Do we want to make a safe pass to the running back, the Solutions running back, or do we want to go long and really get some yards on there and throw it to the solution out, to the issue out there.
And now for the benefit,
I'm ready to take these problems into the overtime.
And you know what? That's the kind of enthusiasm we're looking for. And just for the benefit of the people that are tuning in, that are listening to this, who heard all of that and thought that is not, does not sound at all like football. I did in fact explain that to Kai when he was developing.
It's not
this.
Football, and I've told you this, Cam. This is not football. This is more than football.
Sometimes
it promises
a solution. You need a real Hail Mary, so.
With that, I think let's line them up. All right, team, let's get in the
all
huddle.
All right, are we ready? Ready? Hut.
Who knows their solutions?
Hut, hike. All right, so we got the guys. All right, so we're gonna need a vote on this one. So we have two possible issues that we're gonna be choosing from. Those issues are: number one, are video games too violent? That's our Hail Mary there. Number two is nuclear weapons.
And that's
so which
sort
one of
like that's
two?
Sort of like the back pass. We snap it back so that it can really drive down.
Yeah. So which one are we going with? Are video games too violent or nuclear weapons? Which one do we think we're ready to answer?
I think we're ready to tackle nuclear weapons.
I think they're the same question.
All right, nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapons. All right. So let me.
Yeah. So nuclear weapons.
Woo!
I mean, for the.
Excellent. All right. So we're going to go to nuclear weapons now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up the nuclear weapons here. Excellent.
Right. So
I would say this generation could use more video games, less violent.
So
Cam, more about parkour.
So Cam as our as our nuclear weapons, as our solutions bowl manager, would you mind
as the coach of the team?
As the coach, go ahead.
Well,
give us your call.
Well, so nuclear weapons. I mean, you know, Russia out there, they're making threats of nuclear retaliation in Ukraine. All right, he's sort of shaking the scabbard. He's putting something on the table and wiggling around. People are worried. They're upset. They're not sure if they'll make it another day. Now, my question to you, team, is: while we tackle this issue, is that all hot air, or is that the hot wind of nuclear annihilation? What are we doing about this? Break.
Rain, go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
You got something to say.
I think it is hot air and hot wind, if that's what part of what you said. But I think ultimately, if we just all agree to stop producing nuclear weapons, then they will. We just need to agree to not use them.
Right.
Too many or not enough is the question. So you're saying.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Too many.
Too many?
There's too many, and we need to just agree to stop. Stop production.
But what if there was no more ground? What if we got rid of everything? What if there's no more dirt, no more earth? It's all nuclear weapons.
Well, I think you need the ultimate deterrent, then.
The perfect solution for this problem is saline solution.
Right, too. What do you have to say about this?
What I'm hearing is it's a problem of yes or no. Am I getting that right?
Yes.
It's a problem of
no.
Number. Well, I think we just have to go back to when we were, you know, just atoms, not yet split. We have to go to the source and really think about what were the scientists like that made us? You know what I mean? So that's pretty much my answer.
The perfect example of vibrational energies is all of our little atoms that create a little vibration pattering around our aura gradient from our mind's eye.
Right. All right, so what I'm hearing is, correct me if I'm wrong.
Very good.
No, not enough.
Saline, no?
Saline, all right. What I'm hearing is saline.
I think there's too many. I think if we put our resources into time machine technology, we could go back to right before nuclear bombs and just convince them to just not do it.
All right, what I'm hearing is we need to make more nuclear bombs.
What of the movie Oppenheimer? In this hypothetical,
Cam, how much time we have left on this one?
We have 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
What do you say to people who'd say if we didn't have the atom bomb, we wouldn't have Oppenheimer? What would you say to them?
I say just buy it on DVD or rent it on YouTube.
All right, DVD is our answer. I'm plugging that in.
All right, let's see if the simulation works. It's a long clip. It's a long clip.
And we got it, guys. Great job. Great job. Everybody, give yourselves a pat on the back. Take a slug of Gatorade. Just slurp up that Powerade.
And the crowd's going crazy.
Crowd's going crazy. All right, are we ready?
Wow. All right, that was a good huddle. That was a good drive. That was a good drive.
Let's reset the pitch here. All right, so that let's call that one a warm up, okay, everybody? Let's call that one a scrimmage. How do we feel?
Great.
Yeah, let's get in the game.
I feel so good.
Are we ready?
These problems are taking my brain into overtime.
All right, it's time for the second down. All right, are we ready? We ready? I want to hear some conclusive answers here. We got to get our heads in the game here.
Are you ready? Team, we ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Ready, Set. Coach.
Present.
All right, let's go for it.
Hike.
All right, so the two ones
hold on,
that we
hold
have.
Hold on, Kai.
Yeah.
Why? I'm looking at the there we go. Read
All right.
You programmed
so
this yourself?
The teams are off.
How much did you get from the organization to
the
make this simulation?
The teams are at it.
Right, okay, so we go for the long pass.
So we refused to pass it to mental health the last time. We have mental health again. And then the second one is?
All these agendas.
All these agendas. So what do we want? Do we want to? Which one do we want to tackle?
All these agendas.
Agendas or mental health?
I'm ready to take these agendas down.
You're right, I'm thinking agendas too. More pertinent issue. All right, are we ready? Absolutely. Snap right. The ball, snap back. The ball is going. And it's successful.
It was a good pass. It was a good
that
pass.
That was a great pass. Now let's.
Right. So agendas. All right. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, everybody. All right. There's so many out there. There's so many. We're swimming in agendas constantly. Straight, gay, trans, hetero, vegan, big pharma, big business, small business, farmers, urban style life types, and so many
Don't
more agendas.
Cannibals.
It's easy to lose track. What are we doing about these agendas, people? What are we doing?
Well, I think what agendas really need to be handled with is cute visuals. So you might have, you know, the gay agenda, but
we might
that,
okay.
The gay agenda was also a cute dog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like little stickers.
Like little stickers.
So like
you know?
A picture for every, a mascot for every
you know,
agenda
like
is what you're saying.
Shih Tzu, and the Shih Tzu's also trans.
So a mascot for every agenda is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's what we truly need.
All right, let me.
What about Big Pharma? What do you say to their agenda? What do they look like?
Well, 69% of the DSM task force has direct monetary connections to Big Pharma. Did you know that?
No.
I knew that.
And that being said, based on these questions so far in our time together, I do think you have schizophrenia.
All right,
and
so
for that, I would like to offer BetterHelp.com/.
So here's my thought.
I call it a technical foul on that one.
We.
I don't take
free,
fentanyl,
yeah,
but if a pug was trying to sell me fentanyl, I think I would.
All right, so let's. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's my immediate thought. We got these agendas. That's like the first slide. We got to get through these agendas. Why don't we stop looking at the agendas and start going step by step
to
start crossing things off?
So for your human being to first wake up on your agenda should be 4 hours parkour.
I also agree
for
with
all of them
the sticker solution.
Yeah.
Because without now we slap a sticker on it that makes it able to see. That eliminates any hidden agendas.
Mm-hmm.
So if we start putting stickers per agenda, I think we're at least gonna have them all on the table. And if I did major in puzzles, and you put everything on the table, you're able to see all the pieces. So if we got all the stickers, all the agendas, we could at least start knocking them out. No hidden agendas.
Right. And I think that touches on an excellent point, Rain, because, you know, I think that when it comes to agendas, it's not the absence or presence of the agenda that's an issue. We all have an agenda. I have an agenda tonight. I know Anton has an agenda.
I have no agenda.
We'll talk about that. It's the hidden aspect. It's the
right.
Skull and daggers. I like these stickers. You put them on there.
Yeah.
It's a visible agenda.
And what I'm hearing
so,
from you is
so. What is the perfect solution for this solutionable problem? Is dry erase marker ink.
It's pretty good. Okay, so I'm hearing sticker. Sticker is our final answer. Do we want to go with sticker? Are we all in agreement?
I think sticker.
What does the crowd say?
I think this is a pro sticker.
Stickers!
All right, so stickers.
All right, let's see it. Let's see if it,
let's
if
see
it takes
let's
it.
Let's put it on the board. And we've tackled that issue. That issue is down for the count.
This is a really long
Wait
long
for it.
Question.
Wait for it. Okay, we're done. All right, good job, everybody. Take one more swig of your refreshment of choice.
We're just knocking these out.
We're knocking these out. They're coming hard and fast.
It's a hard, fast, but rewarding game.
I'm told that in every Solutions Bowl, there's only actually 12,
Solution Bowl.
2 minutes of game, is what I'm told. Everything else is timeouts.
TBQH, I am feeling like these problems are taking me to the penalty box.
All right, Coach, Coach, are we going for it?
I think so. I think we're ready. Let's keep it moving.
Okay,
we're making good waves down the field.
Down the sidelines.
Down the sidelines. All right, let's go.
So the pitch is out. They're going. All right, and let's see what we have. R2 is, we have, you want to go for it, Cam? Go for it.
Well, I was just going to point out that once again, the simulation isn't like,
all right,
isn't
so
lined
it's,
up very well.
It's child labor.
The simulation you
is
made
number
is not
one.
Very lined up
that's
very
the
well.
Easy one. That's the pass. That's the touchback.
I'll and be then quarterback.
The hard one is social media addicted
with
teens.
A CH.
So which one do we want? Child labor, social media addicted teens?
Let's solve child labor.
Oh.
Let's solve it. Ready? Child labor is what I'm hearing?
I'm down. Yeah.
I'm glad we're really
another
excited about
mind well, the other question.
One. You said the other one was the hard one, but I don't want to disagree. Let's do it.
All right. Child labor, congratulations. All right, Cam, you got something?
Yeah. So, you know, this is pretty topical. You know, you would – I had a friend recently who – this is a slight aside, but I had a friend recently. He went to go see some Shakespeare, and, you know, back in that day – There was all sorts of child labor, and it was a big issue, you know, and you'd think.
And some say it's better times. Some say it actually was great.
But last 2 years, 10 states have attempted to roll back minimum working ages, some cases down to 13, and some places, including farming and manufacturing. Now, the question is this even – one, is this an issue that we need to as it's happening now, or is this just the Minecraft influence? I'm just going to throw those ideas out there. Team, what are we thinking? Child labor, what are we doing?
I think that's a very major issue. I think it really ignores a very large body of the workforce that's available right now, and that is this the American dog.
Kids want to work. Oh, dogs want to work is what you're saying.
Dogs want to work.
American dog? For me, I've never seen a dog sign a contract. So when people say the children be yearning for the mines, my response is perhaps data mining for the children. Mm.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Idea.
I like the sound of this. Okay. So we have this workforce in the Chicago public schools in the city of Chicago that can be used for labor of some kind, whether that labor is manual labor or getting in using our Google glasses and getting into their heads and somehow using that information. So I like the sound of all this.
I agree. I think there's so many kids and I think Agreed. Childhood is important and you could – I mean, but it's – they could have enough candy and, like, Nerf guns up until, like, age 8 about. But after that, I think we should put them to work.
Age 8 is the age we are.
Oh, I mean, you know, yeah. who's to say they can't have candy and Nerf guns on their break,
you
know?
What they say, though,
no one yet. That hasn't that
too much Nerf gun eventually
brought.
Leads to wielding a real gun.
Well, and maybe that's something we want.
Yeah, that's something that could be something we want.
You're saying we could make the child workforce into child soldier force.
Well, I mean, what is Fortnite dance per
I like that. 40-minute period?
See, I feel like we should have hit up on violence in video games because it all comes back to that eventually. All
right,
but I'm the coach. I don't. I help you guys make the calls.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I think this vibrational energy of this is probably off. Is what I would call as, and the texture of the RMYK scale.
Mm. Okay.
Every time I hear you counter this force that you've assembled, I just hear the voice of your father. Do you hear that? I feel like he's in the room with us right now, and I'm wondering, how does that feel?
And you know who I also hear the voice of my father when I try to go to sleep every night. But that's
you know who else very often has fathers? Children in the workforce. So what do we have to say about them? Yes, no. What are our final calls? Have we gotten an answer? How much time we got?
Depending on how vibrational the energy of the mineral.
All right. Want to say vibration? Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Rain.
I think we were kind of all in agreement with child soldiers.
Okay. Child soldiers.
As
we're going
long
for
as there's self-care, anything is admissible.
I agree with that.
All right, so the studio audience is saying child soldiers is chanting child soldiers.
Child soldiers, dog workers.
Can we put in both? Can we do like bullet points on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on. I don't know how to say. Okay. That's
not how you spell soldier.
Dog workers?
It's not how you spell soldiers.
I have like 15.
Maybe extra idea. All right. Child soldiers riding dog workers in the war.
Okay, I like that.
So Can I say that?
Riding
dog. You found your period of time to enter your dogs into the dog job. All right. Work.
So it's going. It's going. And that's the sound of success right there.
Is there no way to shorten this clip? Is there no way to shorten this at all?
It's the only way to know for sure.
Does the sound of male intimacy make you uncomfortable? Let's talk about
it. I have had so much. You know what? Don't get me started. Male intimacy is not on the Solutions Bowl list. All right? I pushed for it, but I was told.
Why are you guarded right now?
Could we solve your male intimacy issues today?
Well, let's see if it comes up next on our
Solutions
Bowl.
Come on, guys. Get your head back in the game. This is Solutions Bowl 2024. The world is watching. Listen to them. Listen to the people in the crowd.
All right, so I think we have time for one more before the halftime show. Is that correct, Cam?
Maybe two.
Maybe two more. All right, let's see. Let's see until the clock runs down. Yes. Are we ready?
I'm so ready.
Cam, give me the go ahead.
All right, let's go.
Hut hut hike. All right, and they're off. And let's see what we have. We have mental health. It popped up again. Ooh. So do you want to? Come on, guys. It's so simple. Mental health is right there. It's so easy, but we have the alluring, beckoning call of the illiteracy epidemic. So, which one do you want to cover? Mental health or the illiteracy epidemic?
What do you guys? What does the audience think?
The important part of the game.
I think they want illiteracy.
All right. All right.
Vibrational energy. Can I hear vibration?
All right, and the ball is off, and the successful catch.
You know, the irony of this is that because there's so much text in this, I feel like the people that these solutions could both best reach will not be able to interface with it. It's unfortunate, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so...
she's got the book upside down. She can't even...
That's happening today in America.
It's happening right now.
To tackle this problem, we first need to
wait.
Which
Coach, what do you have to say about this?
Well,
Coach
I just want a little context. One in five high school graduates are considered functionally illiterate in this company. That's 36 million adults. Country.
They're householders now.
Was that a Freudian slip?
36 million adults cannot read above a third grade level. And God knows what that implies for everything else happening in this country and this company, as a matter of fact. Because if one-fifth of high school graduates are functionally illiterate in the country, and in this country...
So does anybody have anything to say? Let me just tell you off the bat what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we don't... Maybe kids they don't know how to read anymore because they don't need to know how to read anymore.
Yeah.
Block coding is becoming more and more essential to the workforce and to our lives.
If people were able to read, they would have read my book and they would see that.
Dr. Imogen, does it require reading? I guess is my question.
Well, at first, it doesn't, but then you sort of get it. But they would know that the milk clouds the eyes.
All right, thank you, Dr. Imogen. Who else has anything else to say?
I'll say dogs can't read, and I've never seen a depressed dog, so maybe.
That's so true. Also, what's wrong with a third grade reading level? All the best books that I've read were from before third grade.
Precisely. All right, I like that. What books
are we talking about? Enough training, the average pug can read at a third grade level.
Call of the Wild, third grade?
Call of the Wild, most of the Hardy Boys, the Magic Tree House, Captain Underpants, the one with the fish scale, most of Shel Silverstein. The list goes on.
Hatchet.
Great series.
The beauty of returning to childhood through literature, I think, is just the key to happiness. So maybe if we stay mentally childlike, well, we've solved two problems at once.
So should we be pushing the reading level below third grade?
No.
Should we be aiming for like a second grade or like a kindergarten?
I just had an epiphany. Next level, let's start doing lobotomies.
All right, so this is
the crowd like that one.
Yeah. Lobotomy. I like that. Is that
we'll never have to read again?
Is that what you're saying? How does that address this issue in particular?
Can't worry about reading if you can't think.
All right, do we like that? Is that going in?
It's not my call to make.
Do you think there's a possibility to teach like a different species to read instead?
Yeah, if we could get a different species to read for us, such as the dog workers.
Ooh, yes, like I said, pugs can read at a third grade level with enough training.
We have to meet the children where they're at, you know.
And where they're at is pretty close to Statistically, very close to a dog. Yes.
Please don't insult dogs like that.
All right. So, what I'm hearing is we teach, let the dogs do the reading for us.
After yes. The lobotomies.
Dogs.
We're lobotomizing dogs?
No.
Well, no.
I don't know.
No one's lobotomizing a dog.
Just the children.
Okay.
Just the humans.
Just the children.
When I was in third grade, no, that was sixth. No, that was sixth grade. Never mind.
All right. We're checking it. Let's see.
I think we have time for another one. I'm having some issues with getting it patched into the Solution Bowl halftime show.
Who made this thing?
Kai, apparently.
That is from Kai Studios. We make exciting visualizations. Check us out at kaihubris.blogspot.com. Great solutions. For you and your life and your family. All right, we're back on the field. We've collected the players. We've had a hard first half of this game.
Right, we're coming up on the 50-yard line.
It's right. It's in our midst. It's in our eyes, but we're not allowed to shoot until we see the whites.
I'm ready.
Of their eyes.
I'm ready to throw a trick play down.
Oh, all right.
Let's see if that's an option.
Yeah, let's see what we got.
There's some trick plays. All right, and we have two new issues that may or may not need to be addressed. Those being social media addicted teens, and who, and the all important question that's on all of our minds: who can be canceled?
Apparently, I can be.
Who is allowed to be canceled? So, which one do we think is most worth our time? Social media addicted teens and who can be canceled?
Well, I think we're all a little bit guilty of both of these.
This is a tough one.
We're all social media addicted teens who can be canceled.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I mean, that puts you right in the
sweet spot.
And you know, not that we've chosen the cancellation issue, but I hope we address this because as a broadcaster, this is the number one issue facing my profession right now because there's people who
not
genuine.
It should be clear. He didn't say journalist. He said broadcaster.
That's the thing. How am I supposed to be able to get up here and express myself in a way that is pleasing to the masses, and then someone gets upset, and then suddenly you're out of a career? I mean, you know, it's
all right.
It's
who
a,
we
it's
throw
a
into? Who we throw into? Cancel teens. Canceler teens.
I think I'll let the audience decide this one.
Audience, what do you have to say?
Cancel teens.
All right, let's.
You know what?
I'm going with cancel. I'm going to go with cancel.
Cancel the teens.
Cancel. You can't.
Back in the old day.
Well, you know what, Kai. I mean, the thing is that
these are the same question. Yes.
We just answered the question right there.
Yeah.
What do we do with the social media addicted teens?
Cancel them.
We cancel them.
Cancel those teens. Yes.
All right, so our fingers on the cancellation button.
Cancel them.
This problem solves itself.
That's true. We can't be canceled if we cancel all the teens first.
Yes.
It's a sound argument.
To get close enough to be known, you have to get close enough to be canceled.
The social media.
No, I'm canceling all the teens. All the teens have been canceled. All the teens have been canceled.
All right.
Rest in peace, teens.
Good night, sweet teens.
All right. Well,
rest
that,
in solution.
With that, I think we are. I'm getting word now that the Solutions Bowl halftime show is happening right now. We're gonna cut over.
It's always so exciting. Every single year, it's a new thing.
And this year, we've got
last
Chicago's
year was SpongeBob.
Chicago's only or Chicago's
year
one
that
and
was
only
the Minions.
Elvis.
Elvis,
and I'm
this
really
year.
Excited to see this.
I'm excited to see whether this could be better than the one where the Minions were there and Gru was singing. So I'm really excited to see that.
This is such a provocative band. We are trying to get Elvis to come to Moldavia tour.
Well, maybe you can get in contact with Elvis after the program. So we're gonna hop to that. I think it's happening right now. So please stay tuned as we continue our coverage of the Solution Bowl 2024.
Because I long to go much further.
We are now back from the halftime. We have three of our four experts back. Anton Imogen, I believe he seemed quite incensed about something I think you said, Kai. I'm assuming it was something you said.
I don't think it was something that I said.
I think it was something you said. I think he might have been very annoyed by this this simulation that you've put together that is not
that
working.
That is not what
pursuant
happened.
Pursuant to what we had talked about
I think,
prior to this
I
program.
Think I am under the impression that Dr. Imogen just had to change his cinnamon sticks or something.
Well, but in any case, we can continue. We'll just wait for him. He needs to cool
is that
down.
His name Dr. Imogen. I was wondering.
Yeah, it's Dr. Anton Imogen.
Before we came back in here, he did say something very inspirational, which was the bowl ain't gonna salute itself. And he said that.
Dr. Imogen, how are you feeling?
Thank you so much. I had to take my Zen nap.
We all get quite cranky when we don't get our naps, that's for sure.
Okay, so Dr. Imogen said that he had to take a Zen nap, which was not clear, but we're glad that he said it.
Well, but we're back. So halftime, we are at the 50-yard line with about half of the show to go. Oh yes, God. Slurp that down. Get that hydration because you're going to need it. Because these next couple of issues, these problems, these have been some tough problems.
And these,
but you're going to need to solution up a storm for these next ones because these are a doozy.
So I'm talking to the audience when I say this, but are you ready to vibrate?
Vibration.
All right, and
I did not hear you. Are you ready to give to my final wavelength?
All right, so our players are coming back, and this is thanks to Simon Amy's fresh solution kombucha that they've generously donated to our show.
I have not been drinking it because it tastes like things I'm not allowed to say on the radio, but
those cultures getting me right. I'll just say that.
And you know what? They get the world right too because we're using them to solve some real issues and tackle the solutions.
All right,
we're past the 50-yard line. We're on the 55-yard line.
So far, zero problems solved.
That's not true.
That's
we've solved.
That's not true at all.
We're not solving necessarily. We're tackling the issues. And we're just hoping that they don't get back up. We're hoping and praying. All right, so, Coach, are we ready?
Spinal injuries to all of these problems.
Coach, are you ready?
I'm ready. All right, so who do we got?
So let's make the pitch, and they're off. And what we have is the two R and Cam. You wanna.
We've got democracy in shambles.
That's the
and
easy
too
one.
Too many of the homeless / unhoused.
So those are the two. What one do we think we can tackle?
I think we could do democracy.
Too many homeless.
Homeless people.
As a reminder, we do not have to do what the audience says. What do the players think?
What do you guys think?
What are you guys most equipped to tackle?
Like democracy, I think we should do what I think and tackle democracy.
Okay.
Yeah. I can agree with
we all in agreement?
I'm not fond of tackling any.
All right, so we're tackling democracy.
No, we're trying. We're tackling. The crowd's getting a little rowdy.
I'm about to give democracy CTE.
All right, and that's successful. Cam, give us some advising from the coach's booth?
Right. So, democracy. You know, it's been popular for a long time among a lot of people, but more and more Americans these days are not as big a fan as you might believe. 1 in 3 Americans believe a strong unelected leader is better than a weak elected one. 31% of individuals believe the presidential election in our United States of America was falsified, and 1 in 12 Chicagoans still believe Brian Urlacher was the rightfully elected mayor of this city. So when you have
a solutions bowl, a veteran.
So clearly there is a
54.
And 54. You know, I'm not going to say whether I'm in the 1 or the 11 on that last one. But the point being is that these institutions are under attack. They are
simple
looking
problem
shaggy,
for me to
shabby.
Attack.
Dr. Imogen, you have early thoughts.
There is such a thing as this thing called a ley line. And when you see yourself laying below it, lay it down on the ground. You lay down on the ground, and your vote will cast across the land. Your vote will change the jurisdiction districts based on your political belief.
Uh-huh. Now, this is like an anti-gerrymandering sort of thing
yes,
that you're suggesting?
Yes, and if you join my Patreon, $20 a month, there is a ley line map. I can show you where you should lay down.
You show okay. So ley. I'm hearing
ley lines. We got ley lines.
Ley lines
on the table.
Is an option. Democracy is in shambles. What are our? How do we tackle this?
That's non-negotiable.
Let dogs vote.
Okay, I've been hearing this for years. I think this is a very popular one. The audience is becoming increasingly more present.
And hostile, I might add.
I just want to know.
That's how you know you're close to the truth.
This is what I would describe as unruly.
I'm really curious if you could share with me why you feel it's so important to be understood.
All right, so maybe it's avoiding the issue, it seems to be this suggestion.
When you go home at night and you're alone, who do you hear in your head?
Well, Brian Urlacher.
Brian Urlacher. So this is the big issue that I think we're not addressing, is that Brian Urlacher was the rightful heir to the mayoralship of the Chicago city.
Well, I mean, you'll find it. Since you're gonna burst the dam on this one, I will come out and I will say it. We all knew he was gonna win. We going into it.
And the fact that not a single vote, the fact that our computers are saying not a single vote was cast for him is damning at the least.
Just like a spin on a football, every vibration is something you must catch. But Brian Urlacher could catch every one of them.
Brian Urlacher.
He was the greatest catcher of all the defensive linemen.
He also caused so many vibrations in so many quarterbacks' brains that it's obvious. It's him.
All right, so I think we're all in agreement that if we put Brian Urlacher on the mayor's throne, if we give him the mayor's crown, he is going to be our best bet to solving this problem.
Just try it out.
We're trying to.
Dogs would definitely vote for him.
We're trying to. What I'm hearing.
Shut up.
I see we still got some Elvis fans in the stadium right now. But
all right, I'm plugging it in.
We're putting Brian Urlacher. Democracy in shambles.
Put Brian in the sash.
Put Brain Urlacher.
Brain Urlacher.
They call him that because he's so smart.
Also, if you want to talk about anti-gerrymandering, what about anti-gerrywomandering? Just a thought. I don't really want to elaborate, but just a thought.
Brian Urlacher, he's my favorite football man, and he's my favorite member of a Family Guy. All right, so are we ready?
All right, we're pounding through them. We're getting near the end zone at this point. What do we got?
All right, so I'm trying to make it work. All right, there they are. They're my friends. All right, are we ready, Coach? What do you have to say?
I say that this simulation's not very good, but let's go.
Hey, 34, 66, 88. Hut, hike. All right, so they're off, and we have some really good ones. Rain, you want to read these two? They're racing around the screen. Try to read them.
Who should secede?
Number one is who should secede.
And here we go again. I think it's time. Are video games too violent?
So which one do we think we're prepared to tackle
shoot
at this point?
Shoot that seed. Shoot that seed. Shoot that seed.
The audience seems to be confused. Again, they are who should secede and are video games too violent? What do we think, team?
I kind of like secession. I kind of like...
It's a great show, and it's going to be an even greater issue.
What do you guys think?
It's based on Shakespeare.
I've already clicked it.
Woo, shoot the seed!
And that's a successful... That's a successful pass.
All right. So secession, it's a hot button issue. Texas was recently in the news for disregarding rulings from the Supreme Court. People in California have talked about secession before. Oregon, it comes and it goes. Now, the question is not, is secession legal? That's for the eggheads. We're not eggheads here. We're actual thinkers. So the question is, who do we let go?
We're the omelets. All right. So, yeah, who should secede? It could be anybody, anything. Who do we feel like is better outside looking in?
Oh, man.
So this is perfect question. This is, you have every planet in the universe should secede from the vibrations.
So you're saying
I'm noticing a pattern here, Dr. Andon.
Just because the pattern is recurring?
Because it seems like all issues, physics.
You're held to your physical pattern from the vibrations of all of the atoms.
Physics tells us that all problems have the same solution.
Mm-hmm. Hear me out. Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have Hawaii. Let me just say this. I want to get this all out. Logan Square. I think Logan Square should secede from the city of Chicago.
I think Hawaii, Logan Square, and Mount Greenwood should secede. But I think we should all succeed.
All right.
Also, can I offer one thing really quick?
No, Dr.
Imogen, for the video game thing, he keeps talking about parkour video games. That solves that whole thing, too.
We can take it to the penalty box.
All right, so Logan Square, Hawaii, and Mount Greenest.
And Mount Greenwood.
Yeah. Mount Greenwood.
I think the important thing about boundaries is that they're for you and they're not for other people. So you kind of have to ask yourself, what's my boundary? What can I restrain on myself and not on other people?
So what about like a secession of one?
If anything, yeah, it should be you.
Logan Square.
And Freud too. I would respond that it is a vibrational wavelength measure. We can take your boundary.
I don't know how to measure vibrations, but I do agree that I think individually we should all secede.
All right, so I have Logan Square, Mount Greenwood.
You know what? I think that might restore confidence in democracy if we did that too, because, you know, every person could be their own president.
All right, Logan Square, Mount Greenest, Hawaii, one, and vibration is what I've written.
I could give myself my own social security.
All right, I'm going for it.
Number one, 0000001. How cool would that be?
We all could have our own social security number.
Easy to remember.
If I could make my own social security number, I'd freak out.
They should let you do like customized 69? Social security numbers.
69.
Like hot mom.
Vanity social security numbers.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I want 6006.
If we all have the same social security number, nobody can find us.
4069.
All right.
4069 for everyone.
And we tackled that issue. I think this was the most tackled so far.
SSM. All right, we
took that issue to the ground.
Yeah, nobody can ever talk about this ever again now. All right, let's reset the players. All right, coach, let me know.
What do we? I'm ready. What do we got?
Ready?
What do we got? All right.
All right. A, 1, 2, 3, 4, five.
A, B, C, D.
78.
Strike. All right, and they're off. And they're going. All right, so we have two. Genetic engineering is the first one. And Cam, you want to tell us what that second one is?
Mental health.
So one we've been avoiding this whole time.
For good reason.
Genetic engineering and mental health. What do we think?
Cyborgs.
Mental health.
Mental health.
Mental health for cyborgs.
Freud, what do you think?
Freud, which one do you think is most important?
I'm willing to tackle the mental health issues.
I'm curious why you want to know what I think and not... what you think. I think.
All right, I'm passing the mental health.
And asking me the question, you already know the answer.
All right, so that's sort of like a side pass, went for the snap behind.
Oh, no. I don't know if I'm comfortable getting into that over radio.
All right, mental health. One in five adults live with mental illness. So statistically, one of us in this room is insane, crazy, flown the coop, all right?
Cuckoo.
What do we do about this?
I just wanted to let you know that the DSM actually just changed it this morning to sick and twisted.
I'm less concerned about the DSM. I'm at home taking DXM to solve my mental health problems.
And I'm concerned that...
this audience is drug addicts!
And I'm concerned I can't watch any of my favorite DVDs anymore.
So we got cough syrup on the table.
The mental health gradient is from freak to norm.
Where do you find yourself, Anton?
Perfectly in the middle, as always, because I am the unbiased professor.
So this is the issue everybody gets into with mental health. They never solve the problem. They're too busy arguing
but
over
the perfect
like,
solution
what it's called.
For this. Also saline.
Studies have shown that anyone who's ever had a dog has never had mental illness.
Mm. Right.
I actually have something really pertinent to share from my research.
Freud,
so
go ahead,
please.
As you know, I'm Freud 2, very different than Freud 1. Freud famously thought you wanted to have sex with your mother. That was incorrect, and we have research now that proves that it's actually that you wanted to have sex with your grandmother. And as we know, the boomer population is getting older and older. So
we're running out of time.
I'm happy to say that this problem is taking care of itself very quickly.
Coach, why do you want to have sex with your grandmother?
What?
So does this solve? Does this solve the problem?
This reminds me of a story I heard three days ago. A man stuck three batteries up his beans, and exploded.
The birth rate is low. The retirement age is raising. It's going to solve itself.
All right, so we don't have to do anything about this.
So do nothing is the answer.
That's my favorite solution.
It's pretty easy to implement.
I think if you talk to most mental health professionals, they would say the same thing.
Do nothing.
Do nothing or take DXM.
Stop,
do nothing.
Though. Unlike most doctors will tell you to stop doing that. Mental health professionals
BetterHelp.
Would tell you.
BetterHelp.com.
This would land you on the closest to freaking
all right,
to norm.
Do nothing. Let's see. And that's down. We've cracked mental health skull with
it's,
this one.
It's over. It's over. It's
done.
Over.
We got, it's we got, done.
No, no, never to rear its ugly head again. I think we got time for one more.
We got time for one more.
I think we got more. This is all right. Team, get in a huddle because this is for all of the beans. This is for the ring. This is for the Solutions Bowl ring. This is for the cup. This is for that big trophy. We got to get this touchdown.
This is for the Angels in the outfield.
We are in overtime. Oh, all right, God. We got to get this.
OT.
We got to get this.
Third
so
and 10.
Third. Yes. So,
We're at 6th and 40 here.
What do we got? What do we got?
All right. Hut.
Pike.
Hut. Everybody with me. Hut. And it snapped back. All right. So we have two more. They are Freud 2. You want to tell us what these two are?
Childhood obesity and social media addicted teens.
All right, so which one do we feel like?
I can tell that my opponents are cracking under the pressure of these two joke problems.
So this is the
where are we going? What are we choosing? What are we choosing, team? Come on.
Obesity!
I think it's...
If we think they're too easy, OBC. We can reset it and do more.
I think we should.
Three hamburgers.
I think it's important for us to tackle obesity
right
now. It's us to tackle the obese kids right now. Let's click on them.
Get them down.
Are we gonna make it?
Come on! Needs to connect.
Yeah!
All right, childhood obesity. 1 in 5 children in the United States are obese. Some people blame the parents. Some people blame the sweet treats.
I blame the Willy Wonka movies.
What are we doing about this?
How? Willy Wonka.
We're blaming Willy Wonka. That's a solution. Get Willy Wonka out of here.
It's not a problem in the country that I come from, but you love your candies.
As much as I could say how like dog meat is high in nutrients and low in fat, be perfect to fight it. I will say, how are they going to be obese when they're fighting for their country?
That's a great question.
So what I'm sort of hearing now is that we have sort of reevaluated the role of children in this economy. Whereas before, they're work shy, they're fat, they're social media addicted. Now they're lean soldiers that are riding dogs into battle.
Well, if they're riding the dogs in the battle.
Oh, that's a good
How
point.
How lean are they?
That's a good
are they,
point.
Are the dogs going to be able to
Maybe
support
the dogs are
this
obese.
Weight?
Forgive me. I saw this documentary called WALL-E, and it seemed like everybody just becomes obese, so we're all obese. That solves the problem. The bullying ends, and the stigma stops.
So
the problem is not the cayenne. True. So the perfect solution for this would be cayenne pepper solution.
If you put cayenne,
it increases the vibrational energy so that your energy is more emergent. You create more heat. You sweaten out the toxins through your hairs, maybe, as you shed them because they're on fire.
Have you tried Wellbutrin?
Wellbutrin is an option. What are we thinking?
What's our solution?
We need to agree, guys.
Pepper. If you make all the food that spicy, who's going to want to eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
What about flat tummy teas?
All right.
Also hurts your eyeballs.
Cayenne pepper. Let's see if it works.
Kanye pepper.
No,
all
that's
right.
not Kanye.
Not Kanye pepper.
Cayenne. No, don't hit that. Don't hit the button.
Kanye pepper.
Don't hit it. Don't submit that. Do not submit Kanye pepper.
Kayak pepper.
No, it's cayenne.
Cayenne pepper.
Cheyenne pepper.
Great
cayenne,
website. Yeah. If you're ever looking for a cheap hotel booking.
All right, let's see. Guys.
It's not how you spell that. It's not how you spell
it. I'm clicking it.
Why did you...
And we covered that kid in cayenne pepper, and he is on the ground.
We did it. Yes. We did it, everybody.
We did it.
Solutions Bowl 2024,
all right,
people.
Cam, you want to give us a little locker room talk?
You know what? You know what, team? In these last few minutes, I just want to say we all put our heads together. We played smart. We played strong. We played fast. And you know what? These problems had no recourse. What is a problem? What do you do? What does a problem do when they have a problem? Nothing. They're screwed.
Okay.
So
the only question I have though is, how do we squash these mini beef blasts we've had between our opponents? We have to reconcile.
Dr. Imogen does have a fair point.
We can go and shake hands. We can say good game.
I'm gonna spit it, man.
It seems like there wouldn't be a problem if someone didn't make a crappy presentation.
All right, so
yeah, that's a great point. Actually, it seems like this would have all been smoother.
All right, so this has been our show. This is the Solution Bowl. We tackled the issues. Huh. All right, and if you're interested in games like this, I am producing games for the Textbox Chapter Gamma. I have a line of games. Just go to kaigames.o.edu. You can find all my work there.
Right, and does close out of AWCY-FM for today, March 2nd, Super Saturday, Solutions Bowl Saturday. Find old episodes and other programs from the AWCY-FM family. You can go to awcyfm.com.
I'm a doctor of solutions. I know plenty more solutions than this.
And we're excited to have you on to talk
Dr.
about
Dr. Imogen, food. Watch out. There's an issue right behind you. It's coming for you.
The vibration energy is cymatic.
If you'd like to reach out, contact us at awcyfm@gmail.com. We will return.
This issue has a steel chair. It's bringing a steel chair onto the field.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Cheers.